Please welcome Deborah Jeremiah.
So, I lived at Ori Grande at this time. It was about 20 some odd years ago. It was late at night. I was coming home from being out with my friends, and I was taking the Grand Avenue exit there near McDonald's. And I spotted across the street a 280Z that looked similar to my daughter's car. But what was really interesting about this 280Z was that there were three police cars parked behind it. And one of them still had the light flashing. So I thought, oh, it must be a drug bust. First thought came to my mind. And the second thought was, well, maybe somebody was trying to get away from the police and they just landed there at that same scene. And I thought, some idiot. And the next thing I know, I realized that that idiot was my daughter. So panic set in, and I just thought, I can't figure out where we could have gone wrong in raising this kid. She's a good kid. She's never been in trouble. She's never done drugs. And, you know, raising kids is like making a batch of cookies. You put all the ingredients together, and you think you're going to have a nice batch of cookies, and you put it in the oven. Phone rings. Next thing you know, you burn the cookies. Well, you know, it's the same with kids. You think you do all the right things, and the next thing you know, they're in trouble. So I couldn't figure out what was going on with her. So I pull up behind the police car, and I identified myself immediately as Carrie's mother. And of course, they must have sensed that I was panicking, because one of the police officers said, well, Ms. Jeremiah, you know, calm down. Your daughter's not being arrested or anything like that. I just pulled her over for a speeding violation. Well, I went from being panicky to becoming angry at Carrie because she's a speed demon. Now, the problem with Carrie is that she's never learned her lesson because she's never had a ticket. She's been pulled over many times, and by rights, she should have lost her license as many times as she'd been pulled over. But she's also a con artist. She was able to con these police officers out of a ticket, and she'd come home bragging, oh yeah, I got out of another ticket. Well, part of me was concerned, and then there was part of me that was envious, because I have never been out of a speeding ticket. I always get one every time. So I'm standing there among these three police officers, and I was thinking to myself, maybe I should tell them that she needs to get a ticket this time. But as I was thinking about it, and I was just about ready to open my big mouth, I realized that if she got the ticket, I would be the one paying for it. So I was kind of hoping that Carrie would maybe pull out something of her bag of her tricks and get out of this ticket that I'd end up paying for anyway. So I just kind of stopped and listened, and the police officer included me in the conversation that they had been having before I pulled over, and they said, well, Miss Jeremiah, apparently, Carrie seems to think that her speedometer's not working correctly. And I thought, okay, that's not original, Carrie. You could have come up with something better than that. And the more this police officer spoke to me, the more convincing it became that maybe her speedometer might be broken or something was wrong. And he says, yeah, so Carrie was asking us, if the back tires are larger than the front tires, would that throw the speedometer off? And I was, that's what we're discussing here. I'm going, okay, these are the officers that are supposed to protect us. So I thought, well, surely one of these guys, they're going to wise up to the fact that she's trying to pull a fast one on him. But nobody said anything, and the two police officers that were there for the backup just left. And it was just the three of us. I thought, well, now let's see what's going to come out of this. So the police officer is thinking, and I'm thinking, okay, he's contemplating whether or not he's going to give my daughter a ticket. But instead, he goes, okay, Carrie, what I'm going to have you do is I'm going to have you get in your car, and you're going to go drive down the road turn around, pick up some speed, go 35 miles an hour. Make sure you only go 35 miles an hour now, and I'm going to put my radar gun on you. So sure enough, Carrie gets in her car, goes down Grand Avenue, turns around, obviously speeds by faster than 35 miles an hour, puts his radar gun on her. She turns around, comes back to her original parking spot, and he goes, "Yep, your speedometer's not working." "I'll tell you what I'm going to do, Carrie. I'm not going to give you a speeding ticket, and I'm not going to give you a fix-it ticket if you promise that you will have those tires changed out and they're all the same size." He's like, "Yes, officer." You know, and, you know, if it wasn't for the horns, I'd almost see your halo. But anyhow, he leaves, and I'm just shaking my head. I can't believe this. I go, "You know, Carrie, I can't accept the fact that he actually believed that your speedometer was not working." She goes, "Well, Mom, it doesn't really matter now, does it?" I go, "Why is that?" "Got out of another speeding ticket."